Yeah, tonight's game was kind of like a tale of two halves, to be honest with you. You know, the first half, we didn't play very well on either side of the ball. Offensively moved the ball, put the ball in the end zone, but really, we were not clicking the way we're capable of. And defensively, obviously, they did a great job. They took advantage of us in some situations and some schemes that they were throwing at us that were a little bit new. And again, going back to our youthfulness and making adjustments, we had to set an opportunity at halftime to kind of focus them in, draw some stuff up on the board, and get them focused on what we needed to do adjustment-wise. Again, youthfulness, trying to make those things happen in between series or in between plays a little bit more difficult. So, but what I was proud of was the halftime challenge that I gave to our guys to focus in and come out with energy and enthusiasm and play the way we're capable of playing. And I believe we did that. Now, did we get better? Yeah, we did. Do we still have a long way to go? You're right. We're not the team we need to be able to challenge for what we want to do just within our district. We're not the team we need to be just yet.
Jalen Broussard has two interceptions tonight.
Huge. And you know what? I'm so proud of Jalen because he's one. You know, I told you we went into halftime and we challenged the whole team. And I pinpointed Jalen out specifically because he was getting frustrated at first half because things weren't, you know, obviously defensively we were struggling a little bit. He was getting a little frustrated. I pinpointed him out at halftime, and I couldn't have been more proud of the way he responded. Obviously, the big pick he had on the sidelines was unbelievable. That's a great catch. And just the way he played above and beyond the picks, the leadership that he showed in the second half was huge. We're going to need more of that from Jalen the rest of the year.
Sunningham was open for the second time in district, just wide open. How does he get that open in these games?
You know what? It was a great call offensively. We hit him in the right scheme. Again, you know, our passing schemes, we felt like in some situations we could be able to take advantage of some of the things that they were doing. And that particular one, you know, you roll the dice, you know, dial it up real nicely. Offense called the right play, and then Michael and Devontae executed it perfectly.
Desmond Rowland, 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's 14 for him this year so
far. Yeah, he's rolling. And you don't know how many yards he ended up with, but just his presence on the field was huge. And, you know, again, second half-wise, offensively, from a leadership standpoint, he did everything he needed to do. I don't know if y'all watched him, but, man, he was popping people in the butts and picking them up and telling them good job, especially when guys were making big plays like Michael. And, I mean, the big touchdown Michael makes on a big long run, you know, Desmond was one of the first one to get to him and congratulate him. So Desmond's doing exactly what we need to do, and obviously if we get him putting the ball in the end zone like that, we're in pretty good shape.
Homecoming win.
Yeah.
Got to feel good and 2-0 in district.
Yeah, that's the best thing about it all. We walk off the field tonight, whether it was an ugly win or a really good-looking win, whatever. In the record book, it goes down as a W, and that's a mark. So we're 2-0 in district. We'll take that. We'll get another week to kind of prepare, get better. We'll line up next week and play Sunset.
Excellent, Coach. Thank you very much.